Anything you want to say in terms of the biology of CLL and the importance of BCL2? It kind of seems like, you know, venetoclax is being used in other situations. It's being used in mantle cells, being used in myeloma. You don't hear about tumor lysis syndrome. What is it about CLL that you see this?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Very interesting, because you don't really see tumor lysis syndrome very frequently either when you treat the patient with chemotherapy. Cytotoxic chemotherapy, I mean. So I don't know what it is about venetoclax and the CLL that they have this problem so frequently with the tumor lysis. It's a mystery to me.
Any sort of clinical pearls that you have about preventing tumor lysis syndrome when you're using venetoclax and tumor lysis syndrome in general? Any, I'm not going to say mistakes, but things that you see people doing who don't have that much experience that you talk about with your fellows, et cetera, in terms of, you know, better at managing this situation?
Well, obviously, you have to classify the patients according to the risk for tumor lysis. If you have a patient with a very high white cell count, let's say in the 100,000 range or even above 50,000, or if you have someone with large tumor masses, very large lymph nodes, 7, 10 centimeters, or if you start off with a high uric acid before you treat the patient, those are the kind of patients that I would put in the hospital. I wouldn't treat a patient like that in the outpatient setting. And then with ramp-up doses, then I think you can really prevent tumor lysis syndrome, or if it occurs, you can be on the lookout and start treatment immediately with resveratrol.
You know, one of the things as I've been asking people about this that kind of I'm starting to hear is a little bit of a theme, and I'm not sure, you know, the package insert for venetoclax has this table with some, you know, suggestions or recommendations about whether to hospitalize the patient, et cetera, which is very, very helpful and certainly unusual. But I wonder whether people also consider, and this is actually in the package insert, renal function. And older patients where it's maybe not that obvious that the patient's going to be at higher risk for TLS, but they maybe could have enough renal dysfunction that it might alter the sort of equation. Any comments about how you factor in renal function, particularly in the older patient?
Yeah, that kind of patient, I also wouldn't feel comfortable treating him in the outpatient setting. I would admit him to the hospital, because obviously if you start off with the decreased renal function, then any degree of tumor lysis can be a big problem, especially with the potassium level, and not so much with the uric acid, because with the uric acid you can control it mostly by giving resveratrol. So clogging the kidneys with uric acid is not such a huge problem any longer. But if you break down a lot of cells, the potassium is going to go up. And if you already have renal dysfunction, it might become a more prominent issue.